All right, here we go. He gave some what? Some evangelists, some and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, right? Ephesians, let me get here on my iPad. I want to look at another translation. He said the intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints. That's why he set them in the church. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, his consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering towards building up Christ's body, the church. That's why you're in the body. You're not just, you say, well, what's your job? That's why people get complacent. They don't find out where they fit in the body and what they should be doing. Well, we're going to do our best to help you. That's why Wednesday night Bible class don't mean much to you, to those. Some Sunday morning don't mean anything to some, because they hadn't found their place. You wouldn't do your body that way, take off a part and leave it over yonder somewhere. And the rest of the body screaming, and you laying over there, unused, in a spot you're supposed to be filling to make the body function right. Right? You wouldn't do it. But the reason why people do what they do, they don't have a revelation, understand a spiritual thing. The reason why they talk like they do, act like they do. But if you understand how vital, how important you are to the body, for you to grow up, because when just in the area when you don't be a faithful giver, you hinder the work of the body. That local church is hindered by your disobedience. When you're not faithful to attend, you just show up when you want to, that hinders the work of the church. And sometimes it'd be like a dead limb and they just break it off and put it in the fire. I know y'all got excited about that one. But notice what he said here. Verse 13, y'all got it up there. Go ahead and go to verse 13. Verse 13 says, so everybody can see it, till we what? Till we all come to the what? You notice what it said, till we all come to the unity of the faith and what? You know, it's unity and knowledge. Unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God. Unto what? Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of what? Of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Let me see what this one said. That we might develop until we all obtain oneness in the faith and in comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at real mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standing height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and the completeness found in him. And this is what Christ wants from his body. Everyone that we come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. That, listen, that we as a body function in this earth like he did. There were not a sickness, there were not a disease, there were not a demon, there were not everything he faced. It bowed its knee to Jesus, didn't it? Didn't it? There were not a financial situation. There were not a hungry, what people needed, food. I don't care what it was. Dead folks were dead. Lazarus, that you remember the woman's son, the funeral was in session. Jesus stopped the burial, stopped and raised the boy up while they had him. I don't know how they carried on this. I don't know whether in a cot or what, but he raised him up while he was headed to the grave to put him away. And gave him to and raised him up and gave him back to his mother, said, go on, take the child home. Whew. We saw some of us see that happen. We have to raise us up. And that shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. It should be common. Amen. Amen. They gave out several different numbers. I don't know which one is correct, but the one comes to mind that Smith Wigglesworth called the Apostle of Faith. Man never gained over fourth grade education. I don't think he did something like that. I don't know if he got that high in school. But somewhere he raised somewhere between 20 and 26 people from the dead in his lifetime. Beat me about 26. Almost. There was some people, there was a child. I know this much. There was a child, you know, and I'm pretty sure the Lord gonna get me back to telling, get me, some things I never told. There was a child that the doctor said well, no way the child going to live. I'm trying to listen now. It's an infant, baby was born. That boy, I don't think he got, that boy's living today. And they called me. And we went to the hospital. And doctor don't know what happened, but I do. I do. Praise God. Amen. And there have been several that I know were supposed to die, but they never did make it. And I know they were glad, and I'm glad. Amen. So, this is why we need to be up on this. And this is why we are praying every morning, every evening, and night, because this is what saints do. What are we doing? We are seeking, acquiring, searching for knowledge, revelation knowledge, and understanding into the things of God so we can know them, not just in our head. It won't work in the head. For a minute, you notice this. The scripture said, for as men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.